Honestly, the Anthropocene was a mockery. Traded off the forests in a pact with Mephistopheles, exchanged for paper bands, oxygen's a lost cause, and glacial flows done rocked the oceans. Bro, lock and load, nobody knows how to keep going. Man, I wish I could travel back before this shit unraveled and find a front row seat to watch the judge's gavel crack, crying for a last fragile grasp on the system that left him stacked before the cataclysm happened. And damn, it got bad fast. I couldn't place the day the whole game started to get played sideways. Now people travel in packs, weaving their wasteland whips through mile-high pileups of strewn trash and family minivans long since abandoned. Living ain't easy when every one of the freaks you meet lost their IP because the IT nerds got dropped first, which rendered our connections and rendered them inert alongside the jobs of shelf stockers and office clerks. But hey, it's not all bad. Can you imagine my face the day the college administration's claim to 50,000 in my name dissipated when the dollar bill deflated to nothing and zombies ate the faces of every collection agent at federal student aid? Turns out it's like breaking chains when the nation state gives in to dust and rubble, but we're all dumbstruck. An English undergraduate degree don't mean much when on the daily we trade in blood and muscle hustle up. So imagine my mind, my life, when the whole gang made the switch from bitcoins and paper cash to bartering over shoddy shells and bottle caps. I'm trying to get on top of this whole being a scop in the apocalypse, but I always end up indebted to every settlement that gives me bread so that I may ride on and keep spreading my message. But I came upon the end flummoxed. Everyone left had nothing but a half-empty glass, some tragic past, and a few chance run-ins with the bandits in the Badlands. Where we play to get paid, it's the gun game that matters, but those six-shooter mavericks do passively gather in the frontier's last taverns to pass red. Sun rises and sun sets over pints of pale ale, trading purgatorious parables. Comparing stories in the stale air till dead can be dreadful and hellish, but better yet, the near-death restless men with busted bones and leathery flesh may on occasion be graced with the presence of a collapsed charlatan traveler, like me, slumbering deep, posted up in the front seat of an idling red vet turned Swiss cheese by 3D-printed SMGs and kicking up swathes of trailing dust while the center console plays lost remnant records of electronica. When I'm revived from my desolate state, awakened from desiccation by the barman's bottom-shelf whiskey, I offered the residents of Bedlam an explanation. I said, "Denizens of this fine frontier's end, I regret that I've nothing to trade in exchange for saving me from grizzled fate, but as gracious thanks, let me offer you a tale of the place from whence I came." Back before the bombs dropped, ship popped off, and we lived on after the jackpot. Man sought solace from lost cannibal gods, Moloch, Dow Jones, Amazon, by dropping shots and throwing the VR 3D glasses on. Every day we awaken to the Matrix, a digital scene where DJs, not unlike the saloon's own piano man, tapped keys to emit synthetic beats. They called it Electronic Alexandria. Pixelated graphics abstracted some Akashic record archive of hate mail, shit posts, and mainlined dark web memes that went mainstream. A fragile fiberglass castle where we wasted days calling each other casuals and slinging Russian swears we didn't understand instead of frags thrown blindly across the globe in 5-on-5s while gray hat hackers ride on high through back doors to dox and DDoS the FBI. But that sacred palace didn't last, it shattered. False idols did rise, monetized online, like WMDs proselytizing, puppeted AIs ate away at every anonymous mask till it cracked and collapsed under the weight of watching eyes, leaving behind every dead forum and IRC. The wired got warped to war zones and the power cable snapped. That was it. The last frontier gives in, and it's back to the wastelands and radioactive sands that shape twisters in the wind, and back to Bedlam's last tavern, where some last Alexandrians do travel. Pirate prophets, who carry not a strap on their hip, but a cracked screen brick of a hard drive disk filled to the brim with encoded masses of data, stolen books and downloaded music, hieroglyphic fragments of a past and its long-lost cause, an Yggdrasilic library carrying the weight of all knowledge gone. With that said, I tipped the barman with my 64 gigabytes lost on an inert black box and vanished fast. Left the denizens of Frontier's End satiated. They were left with nothing but the story visions of a sage of information, a last digital archivist, traveling the dunes in his degraded whip days before the chasing bandits came after him. A sliver of hope that this broken landscape may once again accelerate into the cyberscape and bring back a dead Alexandrian information age.